This is NPR's Ask Me Another. I'm puzzle guru Art Chung. Now here's your host, Ophira Eisenberg.
Thank you, Art. Before our break, we met our contestants, Cassie and Eva. In this game, you have to help me remember what I ate and where I ate it, because wherever I go, I only eat foods that rhyme with my geographic location. For an example, let's go to our puzzle guru, Art Chung.
Makes total sense. So if Ophira said, I ate a spiral-cut honey-baked while getting baked in the capital of the Netherlands, you'd answer, you ate ham in Amsterdam.
Cassie, you won the last game, so you win this, and you're in the final round. Eva, you need to win this, or you have to hitchhike around Europe with a Parisian who only believes in herbal deodorant. Here we go. I ate some stringy pasta while on safari in a huge African ecosystem. Cassie.
You ate linguine in... No, I don't think you ate linguine. Maybe you ate linguine? I don't know.
Eva, do you have a guess?
You ate spaghetti in the Serengeti?
I sure did. I ate an English meat dish with a mashed potato crust while visiting the city that contains the world's largest building. Cassie.
You ate shepherd's pie in Dubai.
Yeah, that's right. I ate a famously fancy dessert of oven-heated ice cream layered with cake and toasted meringue while cheering on the Cornhuskers. Eva.
You ate baked Alaska and Nebraska?
Yeah! It's impressive. Is this not impressive? This is impressive. I ate an aquatic plant whose bitter leaves are often used in salad while monster hunting in this infamous Scottish lake. Cassie.
You ate watercress in Loch Ness.
I sure did. That is one artisanal monster. I had a pepperoni slice at some Mayan ruins on the Yucatan Peninsula in Mexico. Eva.
You ate Hormel in Cozumel?
I love that you just did that. That is not what we're looking for.
Are there any Mayan ruins in Cozumel?
You just took the game up to the point where we have to go to our phones. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Art right now is on MayanRuin.com.
I'm on TripAdvisor.
TripAdvisor.
So we've established that there are Mayan ruins on Cozumel. So we're going to give it to you. When we said pepperoni slice, we were looking for pizza.
Pizza. Yeah.
Oh.
As in, you ate pizza in Chichen Itza. But you did us one better.
This is your last clue. I took the big doughy spheres out of a traditional Jewish soup and ate them while riding in a barrel on the Canadian-U.S. border. Doughy spheres out of a traditional Jewish soup. Eva.
It's matzah balls in...
Shh. Relax, relax, audience, relax. I know. Take it in. Take a moment. Eva, can you finish the sentence?
In Montreal. Matzo ball in Montreal.
I'm sorry. Matzo ball in Montreal. In this case, I'm going to see if Cassie can steal.
Is it matzo balls in Niagara Falls?
That is correct, yeah. Riding in a barrel. Puzzle guru Art Chung, how did our contestants do?
We have another tie. Here we go. I enjoyed this chocolate mint candy that shares its name with a Peanuts character in the third most populous city in Ohio. Cassie.
You had peppermint patties in Ohio? Peppermint patties in... I don't know.
Eva, can you steal?
Peppermint patties in Cincinnati.
That is correct. So, Eva, you've tied it up at one game apiece, so we're going to a quick game 3. Here we go. I'm going to give you a category, and you go back and forth naming things that fall in that category. First contestant to mess up will be eliminated. Buzz in to answer first. Here's your category. Name the six categories in which the Nobel Prize is awarded. Cassie, you're first.
Physics.
Correct. Eva.
Literature.
Correct. Cassie.
Chemistry.
Correct. Three more. Eva.
Politics.
No, I'm sorry. We're looking for economics, medicine, and peace. So, Eva, I'm sorry. We say goodbye. Cassie, you're headed to the final round.